Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good morning. I'm Jeff Bossert, filling in for Dave Dickey this morning on the mid-morning commodity market report. Let's get right to the numbers at this hour. First, winter wheat for May. Hard red winter wheat for May, 703 quarters. That's up 3. July, 691, up 22 3/4. May wheat, 633 3/4, up 2 1/4. July, 638 3/4. That's up 2. March corn, 466 1/4, up 2 1/4. July, 478 up 3 1/4. December, 478 1/4, up 2. Or 478 1/2, up 2, pardon me. March beans, 1419 up 11 3/4. July, 1392 3/4, up 11 1/4. November, 1175 1/2, up 4. March bean meal, 464.90 up 360. March bean oil, 42.49 up 38. April live cattle, 145 even, up 87 1/2. March feeder cattle, 172.20 up 42 1/2. April lean hogs, 111.40 up 272.75. In a moment, we'll get a pre-opening call, or an opening call with a look at the markets and analyze some of these numbers with John Hester. He's at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. One news item to pass along, stocks are regaining ground they lost yesterday. The S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ all up higher at the open after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered troops participating in military exercises near Ukraine to return to their bases. The S&P has added more than 20 points. The Dow was up about 200, and the NASDAQ composite nearly 70 in the first hour of trading today.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
And joining me now on the phone to talk about the markets, John Hester at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everything your way?
Doing pretty well. What did we see in some of these numbers this morning? Upward movement, and again, as we pointed out last hour and just a moment ago, stocks are regaining some ground with the whole situation and involving Ukraine.
Yes, I think that... You know, Putin has kind of backed down a little bit or ordered his troops back, and I think that has been a relief to markets across the world, and, you know, the saber rattling is probably over for a little while, and, you know, they think it's going to be calmed down, and the export of grains out of the Ukraine is not going to be slowed down any, and you know, things will be relatively normal again for a while. In the market, you know, they made a big jump yesterday, then sold off, and this morning the markets were up a little bit overnight, and then they opened and they tried to sell them off, and they pushed them down a little bit, and they couldn't take them down any further, so they started buying, and they've reversed, and if they can't take them down, they're going to take them up. So beans are up a dime right now. Corn's up 2 to 3.
Well, let's look around and closer to home and weather conditions. We just had a little more snowfall and more cold conditions. And how do we feel that in terms of trading a little later with corn as a result of that?
You know, right now, I've heard some people say that, you know, maybe late plantings because of the wet soils and the snow cover, but you know, I guess I personally am not buying into that yet, just for the simple fact that, you know, it one of these mornings we'll wake up and they'll say it's going to be 75-80 degrees in 2 or 3 days of that, and the grass will be green and the planters will come out of the shed, and as we both know now, it doesn't take very long to plant a lot of corn. 5 to 10 days can plant most of the corn crop in the country.
So so do we see a pause at all in the market with more recovery and coming up later this month, or what are your thoughts on that?
you know, I think right now the as long as we keep exporting, you know, the market is going to stay reasonably strong. I mean, I realize it's going to top out somewhere, but I don't think anybody's got an idea at what price at the present time. You know, if for people that hadn't sold any cash grain or fall grain, I think these are a lot better opportunities than they were 2 or 3 months ago, and a guy probably should be pricing a little.
Well, on soybean fundamentals, it seems daily a source is reducing the size of the bean crop in South America while the crop is huge there, and beans may be harvested, what, over 50% in Brazil. What are we expecting out of the bean fundamentals?
You know, I think there's still question on what the yield is going to be out of South America, and I think the main thing for us is the fact that we're still selling beans to China. Exports did slow down a little last week, but we're still shipping, and I think, you know, and we're going to, at some point in time, if we keep doing what we're doing, we're going to run completely out of beans, or we won't run out of beans, but our supply will be very low, and probably at that point we'll have to buy beans out of South America and import them into the United States at a cheaper price.
What else are you looking at out there today? What's the next big thing you're concerned about in the next week?
You know, I guess, you know, there's still going to be some concerns what's going to happen in the Ukraine. That's probably going to linger on for another week or two. The weather, you know, the weather's supposed to break and it's supposed to start warming up this weekend. And, you know, I think that's a plus, make everybody feel better. And South America harvest, you know, if it keeps rolling along, that's at some point in time it is going to put pressure on these, on the bean market. And, you know, I just think that if the market keeps inching higher, a person, you know, needs to be thinking about selling some fall grain or some cash grain. This is maybe a golden opportunity, and we don't want to let another one slip through our fingers like we did about 6 months ago.
What are your thoughts on, I should have mentioned this, with corn, U.S. ethanol crush margins are pretty strong right now.
Right. You know, they're crushing a lot of corn, grinding a lot of corn, and I personally have a little, I got some relatives that work in an ethanol plant, and they're grinding like 120 to 130% of capacity right now. They're, you know, grinding about 150,000 bushel of corn a day. So, you know, the ethanol demand for corn is high right now, but I think from what I'm hearing, the three plants that I happen to know something about have got their corn needs pretty well secured for the next 2 months.
All right. Anything else to add this morning, John?
No, just have a safe day to everybody.
All right, John Hester with L&M Commodities. He's
Thank
in
you.
Newmarket, Indiana. Thanks a lot, John. Again, looking at the current tick, the winter wheat for May, 7.02 1/4, up 4.5. July, 6.93 1/2, up 25 1/4. May wheat, 6.33 3/4, up 2 1/4. July, 6.38 1/4, up 2 1/2. March corn, 4.66 1/4, up 2 1/4. July, 4.77 1/4, up 2 1/2. March beans, 14.18, up 10 3/4. July, 13.94 1/4, up 12 3/4. March bean meal, 4.65.50, up 4.20. March bean oil, 42.53, up 42. And April live cattle, 145. 0.025, that's up 90. March feeder cattle, 172, up 22 1/2, up 45. Apriline hogs, 111.62 1/2, up 295. Now at 297 1/2. Mostly sunny skies around Champaign-Urbana today, the high around 25. Although that could change, we're now at 23 degrees on French Plaza. Mostly cloudy tonight, chance of snow, the low around 15. Again, 23 degrees on French Plaza. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock.